You fought all the way, Johnny Red, Johnny Red. You fought all the way, Johnny Red.
Bring it on. If you're tired of being spoon-fed politically correct cowdom every time you turn the radio on, join Colt Reynolds for The Shooting Bench for the most politically incorrect firearms information program on talk radio.
I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Red, Johnny Red. You fought all the way, Johnny Red.
The Shooting Bench, 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, on the Survival Circle.
Thought he'd call a great victory ball, but he asked the band to play the song Dixie. For you, Johnny Red, and all that you believe, cause you fought all the way, Johnny Red, Johnny Red.
She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
$100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Lucy Citapelli.
You're a bad trouble, mister.
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be revving up my motor again.
Final day of Friday,
free again. I've got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's final day of Friday, out of control.
Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Final day of Friday,
whoop to do it.
All right, it is Friday. Welcome to Liberty Lounge, an offshoot from the Shooting Bench. This is our Friday night, blow off some steam night, and kind of take a little break. So I'm glad y'all made it out here. It's the 13th of February. Friday the 13th, by the way. It's Amy's birthday. It's my son's birthday. It's exactly halfway between, well, never mind. I'm not even going to say that. We'll just wait and see. Anyway, I checked out here, Yakima Glock. There are still about 70 Code Talkers left alive. All of the original 29. Chester Nez was the last one. We talked about him on the show here, the day he died. And, there's around 70 of them, they think, left here. So, anyway. Alright, we've got a lot of music we need to work on tonight. Get on the right channel here, and let's check this out.
There goes my future.
his American Express. He checked the old, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life, there goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life. Baby, goodbye. Baby, goodbye.
That's Kenny Chesney there. I'm playing a little bit more modern stuff tonight for some reason. I guess I kind of got on a kick here when I was coming home from going and picking up my middle daughter a while ago, and got on a pretty good radio station there. They had a bunch of them. I kind of got in the mood for it, so that's what we're doing here for at least for a while. My first encounter with one of the Code Talkers was that Samuel Valdez. He came down to a Army surplus store there in Farmington, where I used to hang out pretty regular. We got discounts, you know, militia discounts on everything that we got and everything. And it was right about the time that the movie Wind Talkers came out, and he was down there just kind of, you know, they had a big poster of him in there, and he was signing autographs and stuff. And I met him there, and we talked for a little bit, and then he came over probably, I don't know, somewhere between a week and a month, I don't remember, pretty soon after I met him, came over to the shop and had an old, I believe it was a .22 that he brought in that was not working right. So he brought it in, and I fixed it for him, and he came back to get it, and of course I did it for free. I didn't charge him anything for it and thanked him for his service, and sent him on his way, and that was the last time I ever saw him.
What was I supposed to do?
little Pam Tillis. That's one of my favorite female singers there, and she ain't too hard to look at either. My throat is a little scratchy still here, and I am not sick. I haven't felt the least bit bad. I haven't been sick maybe, I doubt, 5 days in the last 15 years. This is the third time that my voice has taken a hike here. But I've had no other issues whatsoever as far as being tired, or I'm only tired because I work 18 hours a day, but not because of this. So, no, it's not a problem. I just got a scratchy throat, and my voice goes in and out, and we'll see how it does here over the weekend. But anyway, I'm feeling fine. Everything's good. But everybody, thanks for asking. I appreciate it. All right, let's see here. We've got quite a lineup here for you tonight. How about this one here? I like this one.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. And she'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bones and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a wide in his nose, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and latigo. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing rodeo. She does her best to hold him when his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, and it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white and knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and latigo. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane. Then he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play a game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show. For all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call Wrong Eagle. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the ride and the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go around. It's boots and shafts, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and light of gold. Thank you.
questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind, but you can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. Sometimes you'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky,
reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye.
And even though I'm leaving you, I still hope we can be friends.
Daddy won a radio, he tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me, she taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. And a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. At the time I sink free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes the thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk. All I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Time.
was working through college. On my grandpa's farm, I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. Biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
You know, I was reading a story here a while ago about it seems like there may be, or at least in some people's mind, that they still, and I'm not saying that there's not, because it very well may be, but there may be some retribution for against some of the people that were at Bundy Ranch. They're trying to determine who it was that were pointing the weapons at the little sissy feds down there. And so that could be interesting. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag here a little bit. There was a guy here in, I won't say who he was with or what his name is, but there's a guy here in Arizona that was recently, just the last two or three days, was busted. His home was invaded, flashbang first, and they're not sure exactly why. He said it was a pretty unorthodox operation, so we'll see what comes out there. They did not take his guns and they did not take him to jail. They took his computer and took his work computer. Everybody that I've talked to about him says he's straight arrow type of guy, nothing illegal, nothing. So, I mean, you know, you can say that about a lot of people. I don't know the guy personally, but it'll be interesting to see where this goes from there. But, you know, frankly, I think that they probably ought to just leave it alone. They don't want to awaken a sleeping giant again, if you ask me.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say today how much she means to me and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? Time on earth worth living, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
You know, Doc, that's a pretty good idea. We might mention it. Oh, stop. Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah, we might mention it. Matter of fact, now that you mention it, I think they all were using airsofts. I think they were just pretending, you know, wishing they had grown-up guns, but I don't think any of them did. And that reminds me, I had just recently heard a guy give some advice. If you fear that you might be raided or invaded by a foreign force, you should have some or most or all or a few of your guns buried so that if they walk in there and throw down a fully automatic M4 on your floor and they start taking pictures of it, and they say, okay, here's an unregistered fully automatic, you know, illegal weapon. Well, then you can take them up and say, look, you know, I've got all these guns buried out. Why would I bury those and leave this one out? Why would I put these out there that are perfectly legal and leave one just laying around in there that was illegal? You know, may not be bad advice. You know. Boy, I have run around the dance floor a few times to this one.
The Great Gatsby. Those who are not responsible enough to be on time should not waste mine.
She's always live for tomorrow.
laughter from someone. O'Connor.
He would like to continue having both security issues.
Should she do what good. She does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering if they're alive out there. There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. Would she do it the same as she did back then?
Go into the space modules. Stop it. That's Mommy's homework. I know it's Mommy's homework. Now give me that back. Oh, no.
What have you done?
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
I have a cat. You're doing good, boy. You're on a roll tonight. Doing great. I quit. I used to love Reba McEntire a lot, but I got over it a few years ago. She decided that she would offer some tickets for guns to get them off the street, and I'll still listen to her when I don't have to pay for it. I wouldn't spend any money on her. I won't go to any of her concerts. I won't buy any of her albums. But if I can listen to something that I already have or that's free, I'll do that as long as she's not making any money on it. So kind of disappointing, but that's what happens, I guess. You get rich and think you are appealing to the masses in some way or another, but didn't work out for me.
Oh, when me and my band, the Strayhorns, were... been a long night, and I took a break, and I walked over to the jukebox.
All right, let's get on with it here.
Roger looked over at me and said,
"Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song." Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar down a memory. Before you spend your money, babe, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones? Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
You know, it's sad, but there's some damn good artists out there that have decided to do some things politically that a lot of us are not in line with. And you would think that they would look at this and say, "Hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't agree with me. You know, and there's only a handful that do. Why do they do that? If they are truly anti-gun, then I think they're in the wrong business. If they're doing it just to make money, then I think they've made the wrong decision. But, guys, you know, nobody's ever going to notice that I don't buy a Reba McEntire album. They're never going to notice that I don't do, some of these other artists anymore. But I notice, and I don't like it. There's a lot of good ones, and I don't mind listening to them, like I said a while ago, on stuff that I already have, stuff that I can get for free, something that somebody else has at their house, something I can buy at a yard sale that's already been paid for, I can't think of any of them right now. Same with movies, though. Look at Sylvester Stallone and some of these other guys. You know, I don't mind buying pre-owned movies down at the yard sale or something, but they'll never make another dime off of them. But I know, I can sneak it. Nobody's ever going to know. You're not going to know. Amy's not going to know. Jason's not going to know. Nobody, my mother's not going to know, but I know. I know that I am spending money and helping to finance my own demise, so to speak. So, not into it. Guys, just can't do it. Sorry.
settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope. Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and ghosts, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, should've learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should've been a cowboy.
There you go. That was Toby Keith himself. Now, Toby Keith, I'm not sure. He may have realized that he... Yeah, Iowa Cat, you got another one right. Toby Keith might have realized that he made a mistake. You know, back in 2008, he was a big, big Obama fan. Said he was great. And so is Garth Brooks, as far as that goes. I won't spend any money on Garth Brooks.
Breakfast doesn't start here.
Oh, shut up already. Why are we doing this? Dang. All right, we got that over with. But Toby Keith, after he praised Obama so much in 2008, he contributed a substantial amount of money to Republican, what's his name in Texas, Rick Perry, before the 2012 election. So I don't know where he. I don't know if he realized he made a mistake and pissed a lot of people off, or if he just. I don't know if he just got a problem trying to figure it out there. But yeah, Dixie Chicks are Obama supporters. Chris Pistofferson, Tom T. Hall. Sadly enough, that's unusual. So I don't know. There's a bunch of them. Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. There's a couple more of them. But there's a lot of good ones out there, a lot of that support them. I'm not a Big and Rich fan. I don't like them much at all. But they are supporters of conservatives. They were supporters of Romney and Ryan when they, if that indicates anything. But we all know where Kid Rock stands. Donnie Marie, Rodney Atkins, Oak Ridge Boys, Sarah Evans, Trace Adkins, Meatloaf, believe it or not, that was kind of blew me away. Lee Greenwood, that's pretty obvious. Ricky Skaggs, Charlie Daniels, no surprise there. Lori Morgan, Jody Messina, Jeff Foxworthy, we know that. So there's some of the good guys there. But they're, you know, the smarter ones are the ones that say, well, you know, it's really not anybody's business. I'm an entertainer, and it doesn't matter who I support. So you just don't worry about that. You know, it goes on and on. It gets pretty deep in there with some of these other ones. But anyway.
Wish I had a car. Top rope down, music up loud. Follow that girl all over town and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna do to me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with a puppy on the string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna talk. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Ryder's gonna do me. Ought to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor. Dinner out, I'm gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. No, my dinner out, I'm gonna do.
This one here is belt buckle polishing song. This is one for me and Amy right now. I'll be right back.
Hello. Yeah, this is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind. Heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here most all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like? They said what? That I was crying. I haven't shed a tear in years. That I spoke
spoke your name. Well, that's insane. I hardly noticed you're not here, but I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I've got no pride? They've been here at home, face down on a ship, but I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change? Would you be here tonight to help this old heart heal? Well, don't worry, it wasn't me, just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves you. So forget the tears, I never cried, Lord, I bet somebody
bet some of y'all think that was Brooks and Dunn, didn't you? No, I fooled you. That was the original Maria. That was the first one that came out back in the 60s by B.W. Stevenson. The Brooks and Dunn did a pretty good job on it, but I still like the original better. So there you have it. I've tricked you. And someone said here a while ago that they like their version of From a Jack to a King.
From a Jack to a King. from loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king. With no regret I stacked the cards last night and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king.
she put him out. Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette, she broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Couldn't go, Iowa Cat, don't bet, honey, you'll be baking pies. I'm telling you, don't do it. Tell Irish to get ready for another one of those fine-looking cherry pies if you want to bet on that one. That song was actually written by Bill Anderson and somebody else, and it wasn't recorded for some time after that, but it was first recorded by Brad Paisley as a duet with, what's her name there, Allison... whatever, Alison Krauss. Yep. So you better wait till you get another one that you're sure of. But you know, you could send me one of those pies. I'll take care of it. I'll bet you. That'd work for me. I can't stay away from the old stuff completely all night, so I gotta slip one in here from way back. This actually came out the year I was born, if you can believe it.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I've found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me.
Iowa Cat, I know you're trying awful hard, but you got some right tonight too. You did pretty good right in the beginning, and then it started fading away there a little bit. But anyway, I kind of played some confusing ones for you just to make sure that you didn't get ahead of me. But, I'm not going to quit right now, but I am going to quit just a few minutes early because I got to get my classroom cleaned up and everything. Got a class in the morning, and I need to go be with my sweetie's on her birthday, so I'm going to take off.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. And she still asks about you all the time. And I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Old Red, he's getting older, and last Saturday he stumbled, but you know I just can't bear to let him go. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions, and there's certain things a man just doesn't. They came and you never even called. I guess we never crossed your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out. The sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not
changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you. You said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all